Welcome to Megabucks Radio. Conversations with successful entrepreneurs, sharing their tips and strategies for success. Real world ideas that could put Megabucks in your bank account. Here's your host, Nina Hershberger.
Welcome to today's show. My name is Nina Hershberger, and my guest today is Dr. Ken Vinton. Dr. Vinton practices, he's a chiropractor who practices near the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area in a small town. Dr. Vinton, what town are you located in?
Well, I'm in Grove City, which is about an hour north of Pittsburgh. It's about an hour east of Youngstown, and it's about an hour and 45 minutes east of Cleveland and an hour south of Erie. So we draw from that entire area, half of our practice. The other half comes by referral from out of state every day.
Yeah, and why I'm so excited about having Dr. Vinton on today's call is, I mean, what he's done in the marketing world to market his chiropractic service is extraordinary, is beyond what most, you know, is probably in the top one half of 1% of the entire country. So welcome, Dr. Vinton, to today's show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I always like to go back in time. I suppose when you graduated from chiropractic school, you started out as a solopreneur.
Absolutely. You know, just a small office, myself and one staff member. There for a while, actually, as I began to learn how to market, we practiced for almost 10 years without a staff person. And we produced over $800,000 cash with just very limited marketing, but very good systems. And I was just staff averse. And but then as we continue to grow, we now have five physicians. And so now we obviously need staff. But yeah, as we learn how to market, the practice just grew and grew and grew. And like I said, now half of our practice comes from out of state or out of the country every day. So funny, I had a gentleman who was from a town just 5 minutes north, and he was talking to a gentleman who was from Syracuse, New York. So when that gentleman got up to leave, he leaned over to the woman next to him and said, "Can you believe that guy was from Syracuse?" She goes, "Well, I'm from Maryland." He just burst out laughing and went to the waiting room because he had no idea that everybody around him had traveled more than 5 minutes to get there, you know. So, but it's all systems-based. We started with the end in mind and just worked backwards. What roadblock would we have? What obstacle would we need to do? What would we have to do to make this issue a non-issue? And we just worked backward. And it works amazingly. And it flows if you just apply the system. Like when we train a new staff person, if you just do what we ask you to do, you'll have the result that we're looking for. So it's amazing.
Well, one thing you said, you had five physicians. We need to clarify, you have three medical MDs.
Oh, yeah.
And two chiropractors.
Well, we used to have three. One were just retired chiropractors. But so we have built the finest. It's five-star, and there's nothing like it on the planet. I mean, it took 35 years. Millions of dollars, but no, I mean, there's some people who do some bits and pieces of what we do, but totality under one roof, nobody does what we do. And so as a result, that in and of itself is a marketing position, right? The book that you helped us write is amazing at referrals and positioning for authority. Our office, you know, we put an addition on, which is beautiful, but the old part looked old. You know, still had a drop ceiling and carpeting on the floor. So just a few years ago, we just gutted the whole thing and just, it's five star. So now I remember a patient one time who sat in a small room to do the paperwork and then in a small exam room. And the guy was looking to write maybe a $16,000 check. And he was like, "Well, who are you?" And so the new part of our building was done. I said, "Take a walk with me." And as we walked through this big open room, and there, we put in double doors on purpose, right, into this this amazing room. And as those double doors open, everybody behind me, you could hear them gasp. And he goes, I think you know what you're doing. And he went back, and after he wrote a $16,000 check. So that's when I said the rest of the building needs to match this room. And so now our office is just beautiful. And so that has been, so the building now, has become part of our marketing, right? So everything, we started with the end in mind and worked backwards. What would some of the issues be? You know, so nobody ever meets with me before they've watched the video. So we used to do a live seminar, and nobody could become a patient before they did that. And that worked amazingly well. I mean, that we had 100% of people accept the exam, and 86 to 90% accept their care, cash, prepaid, pre-scheduled. But now we use videos. So let's assume on a Friday, I could see six new patients back to back. But if two miss their appointment, that can become a problem because now I cut my, you know, my success rate down significantly. And that was a huge chunk of time. So we said, okay, what are the 6 to 10 things that everybody asks us? And we put that into a video, and people, I mean, at least 70% verbalize. That video explained more things than any doctor I've been to. But what the video does is answer all their questions in a very passive, non-threatening means first. So by the time, and the video ends, well, Mrs. Jones, there's only one thing left to do. So by the time they get to the exam, we do that one thing. And typically, within 20 minutes of physically meeting me, they're writing a $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 check. So we started with everything from our marketing to the phone call follow-up, to the scheduling, to the paperwork is done a very particular way, the video, and then you get to meet the doctor. We have marketing steps for once you've called, right? So let's assume we had an ad on TV, whatever. So you call. But, you know, maybe the front desk is busy and can't get back to all the people who called from the news. So we have, we use a ringless voicemail, right? So I have different messages. And so the moment that you call, everybody goes into an Excel spreadsheet. It gets uploaded to the ringless voicemail account. We press a button and boom, all those new patients just got a call from the doctor. Mrs. Jones, so sorry to have missed you. I saw that you called. Do know that we're busy with patients at the moment, but when I finish this evening, I will personally return your call. Because so many of our patients are coming from 1, 2, 3 hours. We have tried other means, but when I make the call, they show up. We have another company, they booked 55 appointments and not a single one showed up. So, but when I do it, because I'm the doctor, I do a brief phone interview, you know, just 2 or 3 minutes, and we form the bond, they get to know who we are. The one big concern everybody asks, you know, it took me a minute to figure this out, was, oh my God, and people aren't coming from the country to the city. They're leaving the city and driving an hour out into the country. They're crossing state lines, you know. There's this old taboo about people don't even cross bridges in some towns. So you know, your population comes from this half or that half because of traffic. So we just work into our conversation when we talk to them, you know, Mrs. Jones. So when they ask where we're located, and I tell them in Grove City, you always hear that gasp. Mrs. Jones, where's home for you? Well, I'm in Pittsburgh. Fantastic. You know, Mrs. Jones, half of our practice comes from Pittsburgh. You know, the other half comes from out of state. They fly in, they drive in. And as soon as you say that, for 99% of people, that the idea of driving the distance just drops away, and they go ahead and schedule their appointment. Now, for those who don't call, we have different, and I prefer this to electronic because a lot of our patients are skew older, right, because we're doing regenerative medicine and decompression. And so I'd say our average patient is over the age of 60. And so everybody's hitting everybody with electronics, so we went old school and did, you know, a snail mail, and they get lumpy mail. So maybe when you call, the first thing you get is, let's say, a little x-ray of a knee with our information on it, a magnet, a letter, and a prescription pad, right? So now that we tell you in the letter, go ahead and magnetize, stick this to your fridge. See, now we're on your fridge, and our contact information is there, and our letter is there, and it's kind of catchy. And you're going to, so, you know, the number of people who from the TV, let's say, you get the low-hanging fruit, that 10 or 20% who are ready now. And, well, the rest aren't ready now. So you got to stay in front of them. And so we have a sequence of follow-ups, you know, including mailing a syringe. We mail this big old syringe with a letter stuffed inside. And we explain how just shooting that joint full of cortisone, not a good thing. It actually accelerates the arthritis. And Mrs. Jones, you know, we have a letter like that. We have a pill bottle with a little placebo pill inside that rattles. So how many people get a pill bottle in the mail with a letter stuffed inside? And so all of these things walk them towards making the appointment, and they're spread out over a number of months. So those people who are still kicking tires or whatever, you know, now when they're ready to respond 30 or 60 days from now, you're still there. And so you've already spent the money to have them raise their hand and identify that they have this. And we have different phone numbers for every different problem, so we know what you're calling about. We use a live answering service with certain scripts that we've developed over the years that extract the information that I need, including your contact information. So I spent the money on the marketing. We got the low-hanging fruit to schedule right away, but the rest of them, you just kind of stay in front of them, you know, and so with catchy things. You're not going to throw a pill bottle away because that's going to be an interesting thing, right? Most people sort their mail over the trash can, so this one, oh, that's interesting. When you become a patient, right, we send out what we, you know, is termed the shock and awe box, but we call it a welcome box, and it's just a box with a giant label of all of us on it with our logo and whatnot, But when you open it up, there's a video brochure inside, right? So we tried sending DVDs, but so many people, the remote didn't have batteries, the kids weren't around to hook the DVD up. Oh, I forgot how to use that thing. So we just put a video brochure in, which is very beautifully done. And so as soon as you open the cover, there's a 7-inch screen that automatically plays you our 10-minute video. But in that video, we now tell you about all the other services that we offer, as well as how to refer. We include two of our books. I heard this from one of Dan Kennedy's students. He was a financial advisor in Virginia, and he said, all I do is I tell them after they become a client. You know, Mrs. Jones, you came by an ad, but, you know, 80% of our practice comes by referral. And sometimes it can be very confusing to try to explain to your family and friends what it is that we do. So what we found is, and instead of just slide two books across my desk, you know, just say, these are the people we like and trust. Can you say that? These are the people we like and trust. And just hand them one of our books. And Mary, if you ever need more copies, just ask Sally at the front and she'll be glad to help. So everything that we do in our little box, we include, so we talk about lifestyle stuff. We include a little shopping bag with our logo and some writing on it. T-shirt, and we offer you a $25 gift card every month. If we catch you around town or in the office with a T-shirt, you go and do a drawing. So that gets people to wear your shirt. We have an auto accident thing. We ask that you put it in your glove box. If you're ever in an accident, here's the 10 things you need to know. We have a magnet with a calendar that goes on your fridge. So now we're on your fridge, we're in your grocery cart, we're on your back. And we have a number of other items that we have as well. So we can now insert ourselves into maybe 6 or 8, maybe 10 places in your life. And so that reduces, if you had any, buyer's remorse. That increases, for sure, referrals. And all of this is just automated, right? We have a company that we just send over, here's the name, here's the address, here's your T-shirt size, and I don't know what's in the box, maybe 10 or 15 items. They just grab those out of different bins, put it in the box, and it gets FedEx the next day. And so with that in mind, our referral process are automated. If we need to remind you of our appointment, that's done by ringless phone, that's automated. Our follow-up calls, let's assume we did 30 injections in a day, and I had a call, we always call the next day to make sure everybody's fine, and we had staff members do that, but sometimes they'd be out or they'd be sick or they get busy and they wouldn't get it done, and that's not okay, so we automated it. We have a ringless voicemail. All those names go into a Excel file. And then we just press the button, and it relays the message. But it also includes their do's, their don'ts, what to look out for. But if you truly have a concern or even just a question, by all means, call. And what happens is we went from having to make 30 phone calls because it was automated, maybe one person calls. A lot of weekends, nobody calls. But the gist is it allows us to automate what we do so we're able to grow. And then we were looking like, how do we grow? Because we were stuck, you know, at the $2.5 million point for a while. And so I took a class with Grant Cardone's Cardone Ventures with Brandon Dawson, which was an amazing class. And they said, you know, this is interesting, that each employee, for every employee that you have, that you should be producing $350,000. And I did our math, and that's exactly where we were, about the $2.5 million mark. So we just hired some more people, which helps keep the flow moving easier, to process people easier. Or if you're in charge of calling MRIs and it's just so many for the day that you can't get your other work done, then that gets backed up and you get stressed. So just by, and it was very interesting. So given, we also know that for our ad dollars, we get about a 10 to 1. And I looked at what we were spending, and it's exactly what we're making per month. So if we want to make more, okay, increase the ad spend to what number, make sure we have the systems in place to handle it and the staff in place to handle it. So this year is on track to be our best year ever. Just knowing some of those metrics, and we were trying to squeeze more out of what we had, but it just wasn't happening. But by adding the extra staff, by increasing the marketing, by automating things, we should hit that target very, very easily this year. So as it's all become, I mean, this is, 30 years. So this particular style that we've been doing has been the last, 3 or 4 or 5 years, and it just works in it because it's automated. It just gets done. You just put a person in charge, and instead of them making 30 calls, they just have to upload 30 names, press a button, and it automatically happens. And all they have to do is give me the flow sheet that says that was done, check it off. And so since all of these systems are in place, working all the time, it's easier, less stress on the owner, but in terms of patient care is through the roof. Our 5-star reviews are through the roof. The referrals, you spend $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 cash or with a credit card, there's patient financing, and then you still go and bring your spouse in and refer two of your neighbors. So, but it works incredibly well. And I'm just so happy that all the years of study and all the systems we put in place. It's amazing.
Well, I can hear somebody saying, there's no way somebody's going to pay $15,000 in cash. They all have to go through insurance.
No, we take no insurance. We haven't in 30 years. So again, that's a positioning thing, right? And there's certain ways to do it, but we have no problem. We never even get asked the question. I mean, initially there's one little ask, and then we explain it and it's settled. So not a problem at all. People pay cash for their vacations and remodeling their homes. And I remember Dan always said, people have dumb money. Maybe you got the guy who has a rickety old car, but he's got a real nice set of golf clubs, And so the deal of it is if you do it properly, and we don't do any selling because we figured, I've had many consultants, but one of them talked about how he loved to get in the room with the patient and go knee to knee with them and wrestle them. And I'm like, no, if you've done that, you've already lost. And our patients they're ready to buy because of the process from how we met them, the initial phone call, the initial appointment, the videos, all the things that we've done. So that's why they write me a check within 20 to 30 minutes of meeting me, because all the legwork has already been done. If I had to argue with them and fight with them, and so your acceptance rate would go down, your sense of authority would go down, your stress levels would go up, you couldn't handle as many people. I remember, like I said, we used to spend an hour and a half with a patient before we get them to write a check. But if two didn't keep their appointment or what have you, then that just cut your average for your cap. You couldn't make any more. So a lot of times we'll make, let's say Friday. So we have it set up certain times of the day, but Friday is just nothing but new patients for regenerative medicine. And on that day, we routinely will make $50,000 cash, prepaid, pre-scheduled, and they go about and do what it is, they're happy and they refer. I just got a call last Friday with one of our ringless voicemails, and the patient called in. So I have to tell you, I am so impressed with everything. I'm already feeling better, and on and on. And she goes, I'm just blown away by your office. But that's a routine thing. So not just happy customers, but raving fans. So again, we just started with what we wanted and worked backwards. And every sticking point, we found a way to grease that or automate it. Better than that is to find a way on the front end to handle it so it doesn't ever become a sticking point. So if you knew that people would have an issue with the drive, we'd build that into the conversation in a very non-threatening way. If we knew that you'd have an issue with the fees, that's built into our videos. So by the time you meet us, it's already explained, roughly what some of the costs could be. We don't know. We haven't met you yet, but what could be. But, here's financing, and here's other options, and here's what other people have done. So by the time you meet me or one of the doctors, you're already up to speed with all the methods that currently exist, why they may or may not work, why our methods are probably the preferred method because we get to the root cause. Unfortunately, we've talked about insurance, and we have some great little graphics in the video that explain how that happens. And then So yeah, by the time you meet me, you're either buying or not, and in our case, over 90% purchase. The only ones who don't are the ones who just, you know, their credit score is so dinged, you know, they live on, you know, like $180 a month or whatever. There's just no possible way. But everybody else becomes a patient, and it's just, and it's consistent, it's predictable. And like I said, the stress factors, because it's automated. I mean, there were stress in years past trying to figure all this out, but now that it's automated, if you just follow the system, it works incredibly well. Like, a lot of people won't watch a video in a doctor's office, you know, but we have our staff. You know, Mary, what the doctor has asked me to have you watch this short video while he reviews your paperwork. See, now the doctor has asked me, so that's borrowed authority. Well, what's he doing? He's out there golfing? No, he's reviewing your paperwork. Oh, I want him to be thorough. Okay, so Mary, while he's reviewing your images and your MRIs and your paperwork, this video will discuss what all the options that are available exist, so that you have a full understanding and can maximize your use of time with the doctor when you meet him. Oh, okay. Now, do pay close attention. It says in the video, pay close attention, because we're going to go over this information shortly. So, you know what I mean? So, like, it's all kind of worded in there in a very non-threatening, passive way. But I'm telling them through the use of our words, here's what's happening, here's why. And, as you know, Tony Robbins did that thing once, that if you just tell a person why, so if you want to cut in line for the copy machine, you know, a certain percentage will let you cut. But if you say the word because, it really didn't matter what you said afterwards. 88% let you cut in line. So if you just tell a person up front the why, they comply and they happily do it. And again, it's just seamless on the front end, so you don't have to fight about it in the back end. And I'm so thankful for all the mentors I've had over the years. And then again, taking the time and whatever to put it together. And for you, for helping us write our book. Our book has been an amazing, amazing thing. So thank you.
Well, you know, as I helped you write that book, because it was your content, I was just kind of the conduit to make it come to life. But I do remember that there was two things that struck me. One is how you're so different because you really spend time getting to the root cause. And the second is that your technology, your equipment, the services are world class. Speak about those two things.
Excuse me. So what happens is as far as equipment goes, so, I mean, our goal, and, you know, I'm a doctor. I love helping people. It's just what I was born to do. I just love everyone. And 35 years in, I'm as excited to go to work this morning as I was 30 years ago. So the equipment we have is unique. So let's assume you have a disc issue, you know, which 85% of people do. Well, you can go see your chiropractor. Well, then we have some very specific styles of chiropractic that we practice that are, you know, no jerking and twisting and cracking, that are appealing to more of the population. But if it's a disc issue and there's degeneration, maybe we need something like VAX-D. So we have 7 VAX-Ds, right, decompression tables. And so, because what we found was as our practice grew, you had to wait in line. We didn't have the volume. We didn't have the ability to handle. So now we have more space. We have more equipment. Then we began with regenerative medicine, and we knew a lot of guys who doctors who did regenerative medicine use umbilical cord products, which I knew the FDA was going to eventually outlaw, and they did, and a lot of my friends went belly up because they weren't prepared. But 2 years before that happened, I put a nice addition on our office and built one of the finest rooms. We had a doctor, well, when we train doctors, they come from all over the world, and they're like, unbelievable, the equipment we have. We have 90-inch monitors. So just when you walk into the room, it is aesthetically pleasing. It's not like a cold, hard operating room, right? The wood floors and the 90-inch monitors, it's just gorgeous. But then because we can use your own stem cells, and we have a spine specialist that we have come in 3 days a month, and he can inject your spine. Let's assume it's massively damaged and beyond what all the other things we could do are. We can now regenerate it and wind that clock back 20 years or so. And now some of the other things that we do that couldn't work before now can work. And we help 98.5% of people avoid having a surgery, and which is amazing, which is why they all tell their friends when they feel better and they can golf again and do all that stuff. Doesn't matter. We had one guy who was a Navy pilot, and all those years of landing hard on the deck just blew out his L5 disc. Now, he's getting ready to retire and wanted to fly for United, but he had complete foot drop. His leg was numb. They're like, you can't fly. You can't be behind in the seat of the cockpit. So he had surgery scheduled for November. This was September. And we injected it. And it was a once a month for 3 months. And he drove from Virginia. And he came back a month later, said, man, the numbness is gone. The foot drop is half gone. I can sleep in bed again. We did a second injection. Bottom line is he's now flying for United, and he was so happy that he referred a Navy buddy his from Missouri, right? And so that's how it starts to happen. You're happy, and you get on the phone, and you tell your neighbors and your friend, and we work with local hotels, and people come in and stay, and it is a top notch. Like I said, you have to have the goods to be able to sell. Right. So we're able to back up and do what we say we can do because results are the name of the game. But then we built all the systems around it. Then we automated them to make sure when our medical doctor who works in a hospital and other practices throughout the month, when he comes to our office, he said it's the most amazing place he's ever been. He's never seen anything flow so smoothly. Everybody's prepaid. Everybody's pre-scheduled. There's no fighting with insurance. Everybody's happy. Even though it's chronic pain, right? He said, I work in chronic pain for 35 years. Nobody's happy. But it's all because the way our systems are designed. And, I'm just thankful that we're where we are now. And it's taken a lot of years of hard work. But now that it's all kind of figured out, it just flows. And when I've given the same system to friends of mine, guess what? It flows in their office, just like McDonald's, you know. Would you like fries with that? You found out your increased sales 40% just by having them say that same thing to everybody.
So I want to go back and ask a question about the videos that they watch. Before we got on today's show, you talked about those videos. You're using celebrities and stuff. Explain to me what those videos are.
Oh, so let's assume that I was talking about something, whatever. And then I stop and I play a short video from the TV show The Doctors, who just said the same thing that I just said. But because, number one, they're TV, number two, they're doctors, it's like borrowed celebrities. And they always ask, oh, do you know him? I don't know Dr. whatever. What's his name? The guy from The Doctors, all the women like Dr. Travis. I don't know Dr. Travis, but they assume because it's on my computer in my office that I know him personally. That's why I'm showing the video. But it's borrowed celebrity. Or if I'm getting ready to say something, I know there's going to be an objection. I just work in, let's say, some newscaster saying the same thing. So I'll play that short video, and maybe it's 30 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute, whatever. So add right before I do what I do, so it just takes that away ahead of time. So just naturally, without effort, without confrontation, kind of answers it, settles it, lets them know that I'm not just trying to sell them something. There's other people, you know. Who say or do the same thing. We have a great clip from Tony Robbins about stem cells that we play too. As you guys know Tony Robbins, and most people are like, I think I do. Then as soon as they see his face, oh, I know that guy. And here he is talking about his book, talking about how it fixed his own neck and shoulder, which is exactly what the patient in front of me has. So now they see that somebody famous who's, you know, a billionaire can have anything they want, and this is what they chose. And so as a result, it just reduces resistance, you know. So, but again, we've put systems together for neuropathy, for disc issues, for regenerative medicine issues, for functional medicine issues, for standard chiropractic issues. And as a result, like I said, it just flows seamlessly. Our case acceptance rate is above 90%, which is amazing. I'm told the national average is somewhere. Excuse me. We were at a concert till late last night. I lost my voice. But it just, our closing rate of 90%. I remember when I used to sell a product years ago, a diagnostic tool that we used, and I had a very famous doctor with us. And he said, you know, the national average, because I've been doing this for 40 years, he goes, the average is 30 to 40% close rate. He said, you're getting 95% of people to write you a $20,000 check for this piece of equipment after meeting you one time. But I say his name is Dr. Cram. He's the guy who invented the whole field of surface electromyography, EMG, who now has disseminated and others have taken over the. But I said, Jeff, just watch what I do. And I use the same method. I answer the questions first before they could ask. I did take away selling, so I took away some of their options as to what they thought might be the case. But now that they know the full story, that may not work. And in the end, Yeah, he was just amazed. So that system works for people who work that system. Dan Kennedy uses that system, the greatest marketer, you know. And all I did was adapt it to our style, because what we do is different. I hired a group one time who took what we did and just kind of stuck a generic medical pain clinic and stuck our information in. But the flow, how it read, what it did, didn't match who we were. So same thing with the book, right? So by us having our own flavor in the book, and I've had books on my computer started but never finished for 20 years. So working with you was seamless, effortless, and the whole thing was done in a week or two. And I got to tell you, we probably go through a couple hundred of those a month in our little town. People just take them like candy. They pass them out, and people have a chance to visit the website. The website was designed for that same purpose. We have the QR codes, and we have the websites and the pictures and the books. So it's a multimedia. So you can watch videos, you can listen to audio, you can read the book, you can see the pre and post, and hear and see the patient testimonial. So that book is absolutely amazing in what it allows us to do. And so again, I thank you for help with that.
Well, my pleasure. Well, Dr. Vinton, I could sit here and listen to you all day, but I am looking at the clock. We are out of time. But I know for 100% certainty, there are going to be people listening to this who say, I got to know. I mean, he talks about systems. He talks about automation. But I'm a detail person. I need to know specifics. What is he? And we chatted before, and you have agreed to do probably a Zoom call and get into some more specifics.
And take questions, because everybody's situation is unique, you know. And so just to kind of get a feel to see, because my thought was, since we help so many patients, how do we help more? And how you help more is you help other doctors help their patients. So that's part of our mission for this year.
Yeah, that's so generous. So if they would like to find out when you're going to be hosting that Zoom call, that Zoom event, how should they get a hold of you?
You know, our office email, just my name, drkennethvinton@gmail.com, V-I-N-T-O-N, drkennethvinton@gmail.com is probably the best way. We'll choose probably a Saturday for it, but we'll see how it all works out. And the goal would be to help doctors just think outside the box, mastermind a bit, get on the hot seat a bit, and help them solve some of their challenges. So they can grow and do the things that they want to do in their lives to meet their goals.
So let me ask you, if there's somebody listening to this, not a doctor, let's say they're an auto repair guy, let's say they're, something else, a restaurant, whatever,
Absolutely. The
techniques and things, so it would help them as well.
Business is business, and people are people, and it's all about people and relationships and systems, and the answer is absolutely yes.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate. So should they put something in the subject line as far as Zoom call? How about we do it that way?
Yeah, just write Zoom call. Yeah, just write Zoom call.
Okay, so your staff would know, that's
absolutely.
Absolutely,
yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. You're a remarkable person. It was such an honor to help you get your book out of your head and into a manuscript. Because like I say, it is your content, it is your stuff, but it was a fun project, and I love watching how successful you've been with that book. I try to tell people that they don't understand the power of becoming a published author until it happens. And
it's an authority that precedes you, right? So if somebody has the book and they've already read it, they perceive you differently than if they just met you coldly and don't even know. You know what I mean? It's fantastic, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, and not only that, but they, like you said, they can hand it to their, their kids or their neighbor or the whatever. And so you're saying the exact same thing every time, exactly the way, because it's in the book. And you're right. We put QR codes that go to testimonials and you speaking and different things. So, no, that was fabulous. So anyway, thank you again for being on today's show.
Thank you for having us.
So until next time, this is Nina Hershberger. Don't forget, send Dr. Vinton an email. Put in the subject line, Zoom call. It's drkennethvinton@gmail.com. So until next time.
Thank you for listening to Megabucks Radio with Nina Hershberger. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, visit megabucksradio.com.